AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden likes what he sees from the latest report on the nation's economy. Strong 3.3% growth.
The experts from the time I got elected were insisting that a recession was just around the corner. Every month there was going to be a recession. Well, you know, we've got really strong growth.
The report shows inflationary measures continue to ease. PNC financial economist Gus Fauché was asked about the Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates.
This means that the Fed is not likely to cut rates until sometime in the middle of this year.
Stocks have been mostly higher. Former President Donald Trump's testimony today lasted just 3 minutes. He told a jury in New York he just wanted to defend himself. The jury will determine how much Trump might owe advice columnist E. Jean Carroll for disparaging her as a liar after she publicly accused him of a decades-old rape. Trump left the court saying, "This is not America." The sentence is 4 months in prison for Trump White House trade official Peter Navarro. He was convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Outside of court in D.C., Navarro tried to talk with protesters nearby.
This issue is simply about the constitutional separation of powers, executive privilege, and the integrity of presidential decision-making, and this is a principle that goes back to the days of George Washington.
Navarro was the second Trump aide convicted of contempt of Congress after former White House advisor Steve Bannon, who also got a four-month sentence and is free pending appeal. A teenager awaiting trial in a homicide case who escaped outside a Philadelphia hospital was spotted on video getting into a vehicle that drove him away after he fled on foot. 17-year-old Shane Pryor is considered dangerous. Another coaching job has been filled in the NFL. Sources tell the AP the Carolina Panthers have agreed to hire Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Dave Canales. This is AP News. A Russian court sentenced Daria Tripova to 27 years in prison for a blast that killed a pro-war blogger.
Vladlen Tatarsky. In a separate case, a Moscow court convicted a former leader of separatist rebels in Ukraine, Igor Girkin, of extremism and sentenced him to 4 years. Girkin had previously called Russian President Vladimir Putin a non-entity and a person of cowardly mediocrity. He supported launching Russia's war in Ukraine, but sharply criticized authorities for being inept and indecisive in carrying out the fight. I'm Karen Shamas.
Turkey formally ratified Sweden's membership in NATO. Hungary is the only ally yet to endorse it. Turkey delayed Sweden's membership for more than a year, saying it was too lenient toward groups considered security threats. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.